Purim after davening, so we learned the very last siman in Orach Chaim is about Purim Katan. When you have an Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, so the Gemara says that it's also behesped v'tainus on all 4 days. On Yudalat Tezvav and Adar Rishon, Yudalat Tezvav and Adar Sheni. Rav Soloveitchik always used to say that Adar, he had his beer Agro that we spoke about last week, that both are considered Ador, and all 4 days are considered Purim. And when you have 4 days Purim, the Tanaim have a discussion. Which of the 4 days should you use to fulfill the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah and Matanos Lavyonim? So we paskin in Yud Dalet Adar Sheni, but really all 4 days are Purim. So that's why all 4 days are also behesped b'tainus. So the Lashon HaMishnah in Megillah, the end of the first perek, we're trying to preserve the Torah Shebal Peh Bal Peh. We said yesterday from Parshas Kisisa, Ksov lachas ha-dvarim ha-ela, ki ha-pi ha-dvarim ha-ela, dvarim she-bal peh, you're not supposed to write b'ksav, dvarim she-b'ksav, you're not supposed to do bal peh. So in order to collect all the dinim of the Torah she-bal peh, so they had different gimmicks. So one of the gimmicks was, you have a series of Mishnahs, ein bein adar rishon la-adar sheni, ein bein mitzora muchlot le-mitzora muzgar, a whole bunch of ein bein zavarei shteibis, zavarei shalashriyas. So the Mishnah says, "Ein bein adar rishon la adar sheni ela mikra megillah u'matanos lavyonim." The only difference, in other words, with respect to hesped v'tainus, they're both the same. Yudalat tezvav adar rishon, the same as yudalat tezvav adar sheni. The only difference is mikra megillah matanos lavyonim. So what about Suras Purim? The Mishnah doesn't say that that's a difference. It sounds like there is a chiyuv suda on Purim Katan. That's what the Mordechai quotes from Rabbeinu Yechilmi Paris. That's one of the Balei HaTosfos. He says, from the Mishnah, it sounds like there is a Chiyuv Suda on Yud Dalet Adar Rishon. However, he says, when you learn the Sugya, it's Beferish in the Gemara. It's Beferish that there's no Chiyuv Suda on Adar Rishon, on Purim Kot. So what do you do when you have a conflict between? So he said, the Mishnah is Lav Davke. So, because of this apparent steer between the way the Mishnah is written and the way the Gemara is mashma, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Mordechai, who quotes from this Rabbeinu Yechilmi Paris. His practice was that on Purim Katan he would have a Suda, and he would invite many people to the Suda. That's called Shalach Manas. Shalach Manas, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're only yotze if you give food, you're not yotze if you give a sefer. They have in the Jewish history, one of the Gedolim brought a sefer, and he gave the sefer to his Rebbe, the Menas HaLevi. But in Shulchan Aruch says, you're not yotze if you give a sefer, only yotze if you give food. What does it mean, give food? You should have the Sudas Purim together with someone whom you normally would not have the Sudas. So you should invite other people over. Husband and the wife and their children, they always eat together, every day, every Shabbos and Yantav, they eat together. But on Purim, you should share your Suda with other people as well. So if the person comes and he eats by me, so then the Pashto says we're both yotze shalach manas. He's eating with me, I'm eating with him. If I send the food to his home, he doesn't come to eat by me. I send the food to his home, so then it's considered, so I'm yotze shalach manas, he's not yotze. It's considered as if I shared my suda with someone else. He didn't share his suda with anybody else because he ate at home. But I shared my suda with someone else who usually doesn't eat by me. So this Rabbeinu Yechilmi Paris, he invited a lot of people to eat by him. So it was yotzei shalach manas also. Shalach manas is a chelek of the sudas purim. Matanos lavyonim is a separate mitzvah. So the Mishnah says, Eimin adish and ladusheni and lemikra megillah matanos lavyonim, that you're not mechuyev. And he was medayik with respect to suda you should have. So if you have to have Suda, then you have to have Shalach Manas also. So he had extra people eating by him. What does the Suda have to consist of? So the Magen Avraham quotes a machlokes achreinim on Purim. If a person eats the Suda Purim and he benches it, he forgot to say, Alanisim is a yotze or not. So the Magen Avraham interprets that the machlokes is whether you have to have bread for the Sudas Purim. If you have a Sudas Mitzvah without bread. So if you have to have bread, then you have to bench, then you have to mention Al-Anisim. If you didn't say Al-Anisim, you're not Yotze. But if Tosfos has this, Tosfos is not sure about Sudas Shlishis on Shabbos, whether you have to have Pas. Maybe Yotze Sudas Shlishis without Pas. So if you hold that you can be Yetzer Surahs Purim without Pas, then you could have had a Surah without reciting Birchas HaMazon at all. So even if you did have Pas, but you can't say that the Allah Nisim is Ma'akeh B'Rievet, he could have been Yetzer Surahs Purim without any Pas at all, just like Mashal Shuras. If you hold Yetzer without Pas, and Yetzer even if you had Pas and you forgot to say Ritzei. So the Magen Avraham understands that the Machlekes Achreinim, whether if one recites Birchas HaMazon on Purim and if he got Allah Nisim, they have to bench over, is the machlokes, but you have to have pas with the suda. The Aruch HaShulchan thinks that the Magen Avraham is not correct. He thinks that you're not yotze and a suda smitzvah if you don't wash. He has a rife in the Shulchan Aruch like that. Let's say a lot of people go to a bris or go to a wedding and they plan to leave early. They're not going to stay till the benching, so that what they do is they don't wash, they don't eat bread, and they have other things to eat. So the question is, are you yotze the suda smitzvah? If you're hungry, okay, so you had a good breakfast, you had a supper. But the question is, are you yotze the mitzvah participating in a sudas mitzvah? So the Aruch HaShulchan thinks that for sure you're not yotze. He has his rife in the Shulchan Aruch that you're only yotze sudas mitzvah if you have pas. What else do you have to have? Can you have a tuna fish sandwich? Rabbi Soloveitchik always used to say that it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch that you need basar v'yayin. It just says you have to have a sudas purim. So he said, you yotze with breakfast, whatever you had for on Purim in the morning, yotze with breakfast. But if you look in the Rambam says b'famous, you have to have basa v'yayin adolo yada. That the wine, the mitzvah of adolo yada, is not a separate mitzvah. That's a chelik of the sudas purim. You have to have, you always have to have basa v'yayin. Shabbos Yontov, you have to have basa v'yayin. So you have to have basa v'yayin adolo yada. That's what they quote from Avelvela Soloveitchik. That if you have, if people get drunk on Purim, not in the middle of the suda, so they're not yotze anything. That the mitzvah of adolo yada is not an independent mitzvah. It's a prat within the din of Sudas Purim. You have to have basa v'yayin adol yada. The truth of the matter, Shulchan Aruch does quote it. When they write, when the Mechaber writes the mitzvah to have a suda, he doesn't say you have to have basa v'yayin, like the Rambam writes it clearer, but the Shulchan Aruch writes it the roundabout way. The din is that a mishum meisa muta lefonov, we call that person an oinen, so a mishum meisa muta lefonov is not allowed to eat basa v'yayin. So the shayla is, but what if the day is Purim? The kvura is not going to take place till after Purim. There's not a lot of bus of a yain, so it can't be yotze suras Purim. So the Mechaber quotes Yesh Misha Omer, that even though one who is a Misha Mesa Mutalapon is not allowed to have bus of a yain, but Purim is like a din deraisa, dire kabbalah, dire teradamian, since it appears in the Vim Uksuvim, but everything in Tanakh is a higher level din derabbanon. So the Mishim Mesa Mutalafanim is allowed to have basar v'yayin. What does he need basar v'yayin? Let him be Yetzer without basar. The answer is the Mechaber also thinks like the Rambam, that you're not Yetzer Surahs Purim without basar v'yayin. So that's why the Ramah, in the end of the last line in the Ramah, in Orach Chaim, ends off with this Chumrah from the Rabbein Yechiel Paris, that the correct practice should be that everyone should have a Surah with basar v'yayin on Purim Katan. No. They don't serve fleshiks in the calf before the shkia. It's a problem. Adalo yada. I'm Purim cotton. Yeah, adalo yada. On a tiny sibah, we always learn bachal. We learn from Parshas Kisisa. But Baruch HaLevi Epstein, the author of the Torah Tmima, right, he was a Levi. His father was a Levi, obviously. His father had a brother who was apparently a character, also a Levi. So when he would get the second Aliyah on a tiny Sibur, he would insist the Kohen lanes by Chal, and then you skip a little bit, and the Levi lanes Psalachos Nelachos Avraim Karishanim Psukim Aleph Beis Gimel Al Yu El Mul Hahor Havu. That's the end of Pasuk Gimel. Then the Shlishi, the Yisrael, learns from Pasuk Dalet. He learns many psukim. So the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah that when Ezra made the takana that you should learn Shelim HaChamishi, Moshe Rabbeinu had already made the takana centuries earlier, but Ezra added on to it. So at the end of the day, Ezra's takana was you should give three aliyahs. It's not so clear in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu how many aliyahs did they give on Shelim HaChamishi. One aliyah, three aliyahs. Ezra Institute, you have three aliyahs, and each aliyah should have a minimum of three psukim, but the whole sach hakol of the whole kriyas haTorah should be at least 10 psukim. So someone has to get four psukim. So the Gemara says, if the kohen, the first oil of haTorah, gets the four psukim, it's meshubach. he's Meshubach. If this Levi gets four Psukim, he's Meshubach. And if the Shlishi gets the four Psukim, he's Meshubach. In other words, one who gets four Psukim instead of three Psukim is more Meshubach. It's more Meshubach. So over here, Rabbi Baruch Epstein writes in his autobiography that his uncle was a character. So when they gave him the second Aliyah on the Taina Sibur, he would refuse to say the Bracha Shenasan Lanu unless they laid him another Pasuk. Because the Kohen already got four Psukim, more than four Psukim. The Shlishi is going to get more than four Psukim. So why should they cheat him? Why shouldn't they give him four Psukim? He's not stealing from anybody else. Everybody at the Kohen and the Shlishi got four Psukim. Colorful character. We learn that when Moshe Rabbeinu was pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Ha Moshe, where is it? Abraham Yitzchak and Yisrael Abadecha Shenishbat Alhem Boch Bat Daber Alehem Arbe Zarachem Chol Horetz Hazos Hashem Marti Atem Zarachem Enoch Aluli Olam. What does that mean? Chol Horetz Hazos, he's talking about Eretz Yisrael. What is the issue with Eretz Yisrael? How does that come in? He says Choli Abraham Yitzchak and Yisrael Abadecha. The Ribbono Shel Olam says Hanichali V'yicharapi Bahem V'achaleim, I'll wipe out the Jewish people. I promised Avraham Yitzchak Yankiv that I'm going to make a Jewish nation from their descendants. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're a descendant, and I'll make the Jewish nation for you. So Moshe Rabbeinu says that's not fair. You swore to them that it's going to be a nation with three founding fathers. If it's me, so it's going to be one founding father. And you promised they're going to be Yud Beis Shvatim, so it's going to be me. Where are you going to have Yud Beis Shvatim? But what is his argument? What is that taina? It's very unclear. So they quote in the name of Rav Elbala Soloveitchik that there is a pasuk in Novi. It's one of the haftaras. Ani Hashem lo shenisa v'atem b'nei yankiv lo chilisem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that the Jewish people will never be wiped out. So that haftocha, the Gemara says, that haftocha is not only on the Jewish people. Bechlal, Gemira, the Gemara says in Yesh Nechlam, we have a tradition, the lokolo shiftam Israel, an entire shevet will never be wiped out. Even if you assume that Seres HaShvatim are lost forever and they're not going to come back, but we assume that there are from amongst all of us, we have Kohanim Levim, the Israelim. So among the Israelim, we have some of the Seres HaShvatim. We do have representations from the Aseres HaShvatim. Bizman Baisheni, there was a big machlokes in Tosfos, whether Yovel was Noyeg or not, min HaTorah. The Mishnai say that Yovel was Noyeg, Mishnai is an Erchen. The Bizman Hillel. Hillel lived 100 years before the Churban Baisheni. Hillel was the chief rabbi and Shammai was the assistant chief rabbi. So they lived 100 years before the Churban Baisheni. So the Mishnah says that Hillel made a takana. Bizman Baisheni about Yovel. So obviously Yovel was Noig. So that's a big machlokes whether Yovel was Noig min HaTorah or only mid the Rabbana. What's the issue? Because you have to have, the Gemara says in the end of Erechen, you have to have Kol Yoshveho Aleho. Across Mandrar Ba'aretz L'chol Yoshveho. That's a pasuk that's on the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. Thou shalt proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? On Yom Kippur shal Yovel, the Eved Ivri goes free. So it says, across from Dror Ba'aretz L'chol Yoshveha. What do you mean L'chol Yoshveha? Eved Ivri goes free. What do you mean L'chol Yoshveha? So the Gemara says, Bizman Shekol Yoshveha Aleha. So the Poshib Shat in the Gemara is that you have to have all the Yudbe, you have to have Rav of Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. So Bizman Baisheni, Rav of Klal Yisrael did not live in Eretz Yisrael. So the whole din of Yovel was only with the Rabbanan. And the Mele, the way we pass, and the whole din of Shemitah would only be with the Rabbanan, because we assume that Shemitah is a function of Yovel. If you know in advance that the 7 years, 7 times 7 years, not going to lead up to observance of the Yovel, so then the whole observance of the Shemitah is only with the Rabbanan. So that's machlokes and Tosis, whether Yovel was noig min haTorah b'zman b'yishenim, mele whether Shemitah was deraisa derabbanan b'zman b'yishenim. So Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Tam that even though Rov b'nei Yisrael didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, but the Psukim in Ezra, Sefer Ezra, it says how many people there were from every Shevet. Every Shevet was represented. There was hardly anybody. The whole Sach HaKol, the whole thing they came back from Babel was 44,000 people would change. There were millions of people lived in Babel. How come only 44,000 people came? There was a miut. Way less than 50% of the world Jewish population lived in Eretz Yisrael then. So Rabbeinu Tam thinks that it's still called Kol Yoshevei HaOlam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that not only would the Klal Yisrael not disappear, Gemira de la Kol Shiftim Yisrael, no Shevet will disappear. Why? Because that Haftocha, Ani Hashem lo shenisba, atem b'nei Yankiv lo chilisim, goes on b'nei Yankiv, goes on each one of the Shvatim. Why? So Rabbi Balakot says, the Pirush HaRaibin on the Torah's Kohanim, where the Raibin writes, because the Mishnah has a machlokes hatanoim in Horius, and we assume the halacha like this, the Shevet Echad Ikri Kohol. Every Shevet is considered a Kohol. That's when you get to the din of Parhal and Dovah Shel Tzibur. Every Shevet had to have its own Bez Nagodol. That's a Mishnah in Erchen, a Mishnah in Horius. Every Shevet had its own Bez Nagodol. Ramban HaChumash, the beginning of Shoftim, is not sure whether the Bez Nagodol shall call Shevet v'Shevet consisted of 23 members or consisted of 71 members. He's not sure. But he quotes the Mishnah that there is an institution. Every Shevet has to have its own Bez Nagodol. So the Machlekes HaTanaim is whether they say Shevet Echad Ikri Kohol. Let's say the Bez Nagodol Shel HaShevet made a mistake in Psak Halacha, and the Rav of that Shevet violated an Issa Koris B'Shegeg because of the mistake in Psak of the Bez Nagodol. Do you say just like if the Bez Nagodol Shel Yerushalayim made a mistake, and the Rav of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael violated an Issa Koris, the Bez Nagodol Shel Yerushalayim brings the Parhalam Dovah Shel Tzibur, so the Bez Nagodol Shel HaShevet also or not? So we paskin yes, the Shevet Echad Ikri Kohol. So the Rabbit writes in his commentary on Torah's Kohanim, Shevet Echad Ikri Kohol is not only benegeh to Parhalam Dovah Shel Tzibur, that's the reason why the Gemara says Gemiri de la Kol Shiftim Yisrael. That Loshan HaGemara in Yesh Noichlin. Gemara Yesh Noichlin is talking about if someone dies, who gets the Yerusha? So if he has sons and daughters, the sons get. If he doesn't have sons, his sons died already, but the sons have daughters, so the sons' daughters get a kedima to the daughters. Because if he has sons and daughters, the sons get. The sons passed away, so their children yashin. So the granddaughters get the Yerusha if they're from the son, as opposed to the sisters, as opposed to the daughters. And then what if he doesn't have any descendants at all? So the father gets, there's no father, then the brothers get. No brothers, the brothers' children, the sister, the Gemara works out the whole cheshbon. And then the Gemara says, and it's divided among the Shevet. So the Gemara asks, why don't you go Vaita? And if the whole Shevet is wiped out, if the whole Shevet died, so it goes back to Yankiv Avinu, then you divide. The Gemara said, that'll never happen. Gemira de la Kol Shiftim Yisrael. There in Yesh Nochlin, you have the Rashbam. So the Rashbam is very long winded. So Rashbam always goes into these details and uses names from Tanakh. So he has Tzlofcha died, and he has daughters, and he has sons, and he has this, and he has this, and all the cousins died, he's bumping everybody off. But then that's it. You can't have the whole Shevet is going to die out. That's, we have a tradition. Gemiri, the Kol Shiftim Yisrael. So then the Raibit adds on more, he said in his Pirush on the Torah's Kohanim, not only Shevet Echad Ikri Kol, when he gets to Parhalam Dovah Shel Tzibur, when he gets to this Haftocha, Atem Bnei Yankiv Lo Chilisim, the Bnei Yankiv won't die out. None of the Shvatim will die out. He says, when he gets to Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, the Shvatim, each one of the Shvatim is supposed to get a section in Eretz Yisrael, and that's also Gemiri de la Kol Shifta. Each Shevet is going to get its section. The Shevet may not have too many members in it. Other Shvatim will be more populated, but each Shevet is going to have. So Abdel Soloveitchik thought that that's what it means over here in this pasuk. It's a very difficult pasuk. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ata hanicha levichei rapi b'hem v'ach aleim, v'esa ischala goy gadol. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, it's not a smart idea. If you have a table with three legs, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the three founding fathers, you have a table with three legs, it's not the last thing. So you want to make a table with only one leg. I'm going to be only one founding father. It's not a good idea. and he says, "You promised Chole Amram Yitzchok Yisrael Avadecha. You promised them that they're going to be Yud Bei Shvatim. If it's going to be from me, you're not going to have Yud Bei Shvatim. And the Chalukas Arts is going to be in Yud Bei Shvatim. If it's going to, everything is going to be from me, you're not going to have any Shvatim. It's against the Haftocha." That's a, it's a difficult pasuk. The Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim whether the 10 shvatim are asidim to return or not. But even if they're not asidim to return, but each shevet had some representation. It says in Tanakh, it says in Ezra, when they came back from Bavel, it says how many from every shevet there were. So some of the shvatim were highly, were more represented than others. Some of the shvatim had 10 times as many people as the other shvatim, but every shevet was represented. That's what led the Rabbi Natam to say his shita. He thought that Bizman Bai Sheni, they observed Yovel Manatar, not just Mindirabban, because each shevet was represented. And that's called Kol Yoshvehu Aleo. All the shvatim are represented. The Pashta says that Kol Yoshvehu Aleo, it's not enough, every shevet is represented. You have to have that the Rav of Klal Yisrael should be living in Eretz Yisrael. It's not enough that they're represented. It's now, it's approximately the Rav of Klal Yisrael are living in Eretz Yisrael, but they don't know who's from which shevet. The Gemara says in Erechin that Kol Yoshvehu Aleo requires each shevet should be living in his section in Eretz Yisrael, so you have to know who belongs to which shevet. So that we haven't yet reached. We have not yet attained Kol Yoshvehu Aleo. That's a difficult pasuk. Chol Haaretz Hazos Hasher Amarti. He says it goes on the Haftocha that each one of the Shvatim is going to have a section in Eretz Yisrael. Shver Evort. Rav Soloveitchik once said, Al Pi Haloche, he said, not Al Pi Drush. What was the role of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Luchas? So he said, the Mishnah has in Kiddushin, in Gittin, the husband can send the Shliach Lahilocha to give a get. The Chosin can send the Shliach Lahilocha to give the kesef kedushin, and the kala can send the shliach lekabbalah to receive the kedushin, or the isha can send the shliach lekabbalah to receive the get. So, what was the role of Moshe Rabbeinu? So he thought that al pidin, he said, it's not drush, it's halacha that Moshe Rabbeinu by the luchas rishonis was a shliach lehalacha, and by the luchas shnias he was a shliach lekabbalah. Shliach lehalacha, so the kedushin is not chal until the shliach gives the kesef kedushin to the kala. So Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the luchas, he never delivered it. So the kiddushin wasn't chal. That's what Rashi quotes from the Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu was like the good ohavo shel hamelech, like the good friend of the king. King was away for a while, and he comes back home and he hears that his wife was mezana. So he thought that it was his main wife. It turns out at the end that was one of the pilakshim. He thought that it was his main wife, so he was so furious he wanted to divorce her. So the Ohavo shel hamelech rips up the ksuba in order that the king can't prove that he's married to his wife. Can't prove she's an eshes ish, he can't give her the death penalty. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the Ohavo shel hamelech, so by smashing the luchas, he prevented kedushin from being chal. What does it help that Moshe of the Medrash is a pella? What does it help if you rip up the ksuba, but they've been married for 25 years, to have a lot of children? What do you mean? Ripping up the ksuba causes that the kedushin is undone l'mafreya. We don't understand the mashal, but the nimshal means Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to deliver the kesef kedushin, so the Jewish people will not be punished as a nachri who worships Abba deserves also deserves to be punished. But if a Jewish person worships Abba deserves, it's even worse, because the Jewish people are sort of married with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then by the luchas shnias, the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't want Moshe Rabbeinu to function as a shliach lahalacha. He may do the same stunt again. He may decide not to give the kesef kedushin to Bnei Yisrael. So he said, this time you're going to function as the shliach lekabbalah. So the minute I give you the kesef kedushin, you won't be able to prevent it from being chal. So that's why. But that's what Rav Soloveitchik says. So the pashtus is that's what the psukim mean. The first time around, the pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have any material. What were the Aseres Adibus engraved on? So the Gemara says it was some material from Tachas Kisyakovit, some heavenly material. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the material, Aluchas Maisa Lekim Hema. It was divine. It was some heavenly material. Vamichta Michtav Lekim Hu Chavis Aluchas. And the Ksav was engraved on Aluchas. As Eres Hadibas was engraved. So both the material and the Ksav was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu, there was nothing there from Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu had everything, had delivered to Bnei Yisrael. So he smashed the Luchas and he never delivered it. Mashiach came by the Luchas Shnia, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Stol Luchos Shnei Luchos Avanim Karishanim, you should bring up stone from this world, and I'm going to engrave the Aseres HaDibros on the stone. So the Ksav was the Kesef Kiddushin, and it's like the stone was like a box. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw the ring into the box. He wrote the Kesef Kiddushin. The Kesef Kiddushin was the engraving of the Aseres HaDibros. He engraved it into the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu brought from this world. So the Kiddushin was chal already in heaven. So even if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to smash it, it's going to be lachar ma'isim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the shlich l'kabbalah. I'm not familiar. Rav Soloveitchik said it's beferish and medrash like that. I think what he meant was the difference between the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Shnias, what the material was. The material by the Luchas Rishonis was a Luchas Maisa Lekim Hema. And the second time around it was Psa Luchos Shnei Luchos Havanim. It was regular stone from Olam Hazeh, from this world. But he said it's a medrash like that, that the difference, Moshe Rabbeinu's role the first time around was as a Shlich L'Elocha. The second time around he functioned as a Shlich L'Kabbalah. The Beis Halevi points out that there seems to be just like we have machlokes tanoim in halacha, sometimes you have machlokes hatanoim in hashkafa as well. So there seems to be a machlokes regarding smashing of the luchas. One version in the Medrash has it that when Vayaras ha'egel ves hamecholos, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down and he sees the eagle, so the ksav of the luchas was parech ba'avir, the ksav flew away, because Bnei Yisrael are not right to have the Aseres HaDibros. When the ksav flies away, so you have these avonim, it's so heavy, the material is so heavy. If you have charas al aluchas mizeh mizeh heim ksuvim, it was carved out through and through, so you have a lot of holes in the luchas, so you have a lot of empty space, a lot of air, so it's not so heavy, you just have the frame. But once the ksav flies away, parech ba'avir, and you're left with solid evan snapirin, whatever it was the first time around. So then it became so heavy, so Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't carry it. It was too heavy, so he dropped it. And the other midrashim say, not that he dropped it, he smashed it on purpose. He took it and he smashed it. That's two versions as to what happened over here, whether he smashed it or he dropped it. Beis Halevi has a long drasha. At the end of the Tshuvas, he has a long drasha regarding the difference between the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Shnias. He says, he brings rise from the Gemara, from Zohar's, that the first time around, the Luchas Rishonis, not only was the Aseres HaDibros engraved on the Luchas, Kol HaTarkula was written. And whenever everyone had a Shaila, there would be no need for any Torah Shebal Peh. Everything would be on the luchas. You look at the luchas and you find the answer. And after the Chet HaEgel, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam had to change the plan, because that's the Tosfos in Gittin that we mentioned the day before. Tosfos in Gittin calls a medrash on the pasuk Echtov La Rubei Torasi Halok Mozar Nechshavu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if I'm going to write Roiv HaTorah, it's going to be B'Ksav, it's going to come a day after the Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that he's going to punish the Jewish people, allow them to be Tachas Memshel as Umas HaOilam. So the Umas HaOilam are going to claim that they are the Jewish people. So if everything is going to be Torah Shebichsav, they'll claim they have the whole Torah Shebichsav, they have everything. The Jews are outsiders. The Jews are no longer the Am HaNivcha. That's what the Catholics were claiming for centuries and centuries, until recently they touched it up a little bit. But for centuries, that's what they were saying. So that's what the Medrash says. After the Chet HaEgel, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam had to change the plan and had to introduce a concept of Torah Shebal Peh. The original plan was that everything, there wasn't going to be any Torah Shebal Peh. Ksav l'chos ha'dvarim ho'ele ki al pi ha'dvarim ho'ele, that there's Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, that's from Shvi, That's the last aliyah in Kisesa. That was after the Chet Ha'egel. That's the Madura Tinyana. But the Madura Kama was that everything was going to be written on the Luchas. There wasn't going to be any Torah Shebal Peh. Everything was going to be Torah Shebichsav. But after Ribbono Shel'olam decided that he's going to punish Bnei Yisrael, that there'll be Tachas Shilta in Ha'uma, he said the Umas will be Shoilet in the Torah Shebichsav, they'll have it, and they'll be able to claim that they are the Yaman Ivchar. So the Ribbono Shel'olam had to change the plan, have Torah Shebal Peh that's miyuchad for the Jewish people that the Umas Ha'olam don't have. Usually people say that's where the Karnei Hod came from. When you have Torah Shebal Peh, then you have Karnei Hod. When you only have Torah Shebichsav, so it's over there. It's on the Klaf, or it's on the Avonim. But if in addition to the Torah Shebichsav, which is something separate from me, I have Torah Shebal Peh, so the Torah Shebal Peh is engraved on the person's heart, engraved on the person's mind. So then that shines out. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was zeche to the Karnei Hod the second time around, because it was nischadish, the whole concept of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh, that's what the Beis Halevi has a drasha on that also. What's the nature of Kedushas Yisrael? He says when you write a Sefer Torah on the Klaf, so the Ksav and the Klaf are Gufei Kedusha. So he says when you have Torah Shabbat, but that's the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is something separate from the person. Person learns Torah, okay. The person learns Torah, so he gets Kedusha also. It's like Tashmishi Kedusha, like the mental of the Sefer Torah, like the Shulchan, that you place the Sefer Torah on the Shulchan. So it's Mishamish the Sefer Torah. So the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah is Gufei Kedusha, and the person learns Torah, so that's Tashmishei Kedusha. But once the Ribbono Shel Olam gave a concept of Torah Shebal Peh, so where's the Torah Shebal Peh written? So it's written, Kasvei Maluach Libecha, the Pasuk says in Mishlei. Torah Shebal Peh is engraved on the person's heart, on the person's mind. So just like when you have a Sefer Torah, the Klaf is the Gufei Kedusha. So when the Ribbono Shel Olam instituted after the Chet Ha'egel, he felt compelled to institute a concept of a Torah Shebal Peh. So the klaf of the Torah Shebal Peh is Kasma Luach Leibecha, the heart of the person. So all the Jewish people have the status of Gufei Kedusha, not just the status of Tashmishi Kedusha. So he develops that theme further. Beis HaLevi develops this a lot.